This is Jay Sekulow, the Attorney General of the United States, under fire.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The recommendations will be reviewed by career supervisors in the Department of Justice and in the FBI and by the FBI director. And then, as is the common process, they present it to me, and I fully expect to accept their recommendations.
Now, what's interesting here is you say you fully expect to accept the recommendations. One thing people were saying this morning when the news broke was that you were, quote, recusing yourself from having any kind of role in the final determination. Is that the case? Is that what you're saying?
Well, a recusal would mean that I wouldn't even be briefed on what the findings were or what the actions going forward would be. And while I don't have a role in those findings, in coming up with those findings or making those recommendations as to how to go forward, I'll be briefed on it, and I will be accepting their recommendations.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And when you say, again, this must be the journalist in me and the linguist in me, accepting to me means, here, Madam Attorney General, here are our findings, and you completely accept them wholeheartedly and then issue them to the public, or you accept them, look them over, and then make your own determination as to what the final determination will be?
No, the final determination as to how to proceed will be contained within the recommendations and the report in whatever format the team puts it together. That has not been resolved, whatever report they provide to me.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. So that was the words of the Attorney General this morning at the Aspen Institute, where she is being grilled on the issues surrounding the unbelievable situation where she allowed former President of the United States, Bill Clinton, to board her Department of Justice aircraft while in Arizona. She did this while the husband, Bill Clinton, the wife of presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, is under a criminal investigation by her own FBI. Bill Clinton may well be a witness in that investigation. He may be a defendant in the investigation if it goes on to the situation as it relates to the Clinton Foundation. She was pressed very aggressively, the Attorney General, about either stepping down or allowing the career bureaucrats to make the decision, what they call career prosecutors. Let me give you a summary that ACLJ Senior Counsel Matt Clark sent to me really just moments ago, but I think it's worth you hearing. This is, if you listen to everything we put together in the open, here's what it says. I might, maybe, may think about the possibility of considering accepting the recommendation of the FBI. That's good enough, right? Because that's pretty much what it says. It says nothing. I expect to, is what she primarily said. Ultimately, she said she will. But then this answers no questions. And in fact, I think it marks the end of her reign as Attorney General here. This was not good leadership. This was not direct answers. She has acknowledged the whole situation is tainted now.
She made it worse, Jay. I mean, she essentially acknowledged that she wouldn't do it again if given another opportunity, which is an admission that it is the appearance of being improper. That means she has to recuse herself. So we're going to get to at least that point, Jay. But I think she's going to have to step down as well, because, listen, if she cannot take evidence presented to her and then make an independent professional decision on whether or not to prosecute, then she can't do the job of the Attorney General. So I think eventually she's going to have to step down.
I think she has no choice but to recuse herself. I mean, that's the reality of this. And that's where it's going. All right. We are here for a full hour. We've got a jam-packed show on this Friday before we celebrate Independence Day. Logan, let everybody know what they can do. We'll take your calls and, of course, comments as well.
That's right. You can join us right now many different ways. ACLJ.org, Facebook, or Periscope. Just search for Jay Sekulow. You'll find us there directly on Facebook. Just Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. Or give us a call right now. Get your voice heard on the air today. 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice on the air.
Let me also say, we are starting today our monthly, this is one of the months we do a matching challenge. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. We're taking action, as you saw in my emails this morning, on the situation with the Attorney General and Bill Clinton. FOIA requests are going, preparing for litigation when they don't respond, and they won't. Filing complaints with various government agencies on the inappropriate nature of this. I want to encourage you to support the ACLJ. Any amount you donate is tax deductible. We're getting a matching gift, ACLJ.org. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Attorney General Lynch has broken the sacred trust of the American people. She just had a secret closed-door meeting with former President Bill Clinton, the husband of the target of an ongoing Department of Justice criminal investigation and potential witness. Attorney General Lynch violated federal regulations. She broke DOJ directives. It's corruption at the highest level. Meeting with the husband of former Secretary of State Clinton while overseeing the investigation of her mishandling of classified emails violates numerous ethics rules. The Attorney General is required by DOJ ethics regulations to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Her clear conflict of interest far exceeds this baseline ethical standard. Attorney General Lynch must resign. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our new petition demanding the Attorney General step down. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Well, we are celebrating July 4th of the greatest country on earth, and that is the United States of America. We've got some troubles right now, no doubt about it. That troubles include this impromptu, quote-unquote, meeting between Bill Clinton and the U.S. Attorney General. It's created a lot of problems, a significant amount of problems. I want to get everybody on record here. Look, we're going to take calls and comments, but let me first say this. I think, at a minimum, this apology today that she made, which was confusing, she's, I expect that I will take, and then she said, I will take the recommendation. Never said that deputies that are political will be not involved in it. Never said that. I don't think this answer, I think what Dan said is right, it makes it worse. I suspect at a minimum she has to recuse herself. I also expect that the FBI right now has got to be furious. And Dan, you expect it to be much more than a recusal.
Yeah, the reports are that the FBI is livid. And listen, she admitted that it looks bad. That triggers the recusal. I think she will have to recuse herself in two cases. And I would just ask our viewers, Jay, if the Attorney General for the United States has to recuse herself from two of the biggest cases, then why is she the Attorney General?
Yeah, good question.
And quite frankly, I don't think she will be a matter of weeks from now.
I agree. All right, let's do this. We're going to – that's a Dan Bennett saying we could – the Attorney General may be the one that takes the hit here for this whole situation. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Again, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110 on this Independence Day weekend, July 4th celebration.
All right, let's go to calls. Robert is calling from C. Pleasant, Maryland.
Hey, Robert, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
I wanted to ask you two quick questions.
Yep.
First of all, concerning the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is what she did by meeting with former President Bill Clinton a conflict of interest in terms of the investigation into his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, with the email scandal in Benghazi? The other question I wanted to ask you was unrelated to that. It's concerning the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you believe that the Muslim Brotherhood, because of their use of civilization jihad, would be inclined to use in their toolbox to take down the United States and Israel, the BDS movement of boycott, divestment, and sanctions?
Both great questions. Let me give you the code section because I like to give the law here, folks. I mean, I like to lay out what the law is. So the code section that's relevant here is disqualification arising from personal political relationship for the ethical standards for lawyers within the Department of Justice. And what it says is that an employee or other person, that would include, by the way, the Attorney General of the United States, cannot participate in a criminal investigation when that investigation would include, and this is the exact situation, someone you have a personal relationship with. So you are prohibited. It actually, let me read it verbatim. In addition to the rules governing the entire executive branch, 28 CFR 45.2 prohibits a DOJ, Department of Justice employee, and that includes the Attorney General, without written authorization, and of course you know that here, from participating in a criminal investigation or prosecution if he or she has a personal or political relationship with any person or organization substantially involved in the conduct of the subject of the investigation or prosecution. Now, you've got a double violation here, Robert, because you have both the possibility that Bill Clinton is a witness, but his wife, who is the Democratic presumptive nominee for president, is also clearly under criminal investigation. So this is a double violation. Now, with regard to your second question about the BDS movement, look, I think the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel is nothing but an anti-Semitic attempt to, again, delegitimize the Jewish state. So, yes, I think we're, and by the way, we're focusing on that with a series of specials we're going to be doing for the Trinity Broadcasting Network on that. By the way, I'm also going to be back on Hannity tonight talking about the Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton visit to Loretta Lynch. That will be on Hannity's program up tonight. So a lot there. Let me ask you this, Dan. What are you hearing congressionally first? Let's talk about what we're hearing from Congress. And then, Logan, I want to know some comments we're getting.
Dan? Well, interestingly, Jay, actually, a lot of the conversation I'm hearing is a shift to what you just mentioned, how a lot of the rush to coverage was surrounding Secretary Clinton, and understandably so. I mean, she's running for president. But a lot of the comments on the Hill are, listen, that's one degree further than we have to go, because Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, is one of the potential targets of the Clinton Foundation investigation. So there's conflicts all over this thing. He's a potential witness in one case. He is potentially the target of a second open investigation. And actually, a lot of the comments from the Hill this morning are that is the first link here, and that is why she is ultimately going to have to step
down. I think that's right. Logan, comments coming in?
Sure. This one came in just a moment ago from John on Facebook. Said the Attorney General of all people should know not to have any contact with a person being under investigation. It, if nothing else, looks to be a disqualifying act.
All right. So we've got with us right now Senior Counsel Ed White. He's a senior counsel for the ACLJ. He's also a former assistant United States attorney handling civil and criminal cases. I was a lawyer for the United States Treasury and also have been an instructor for the Department of Justice as well. But I wanted to get Ed on here because, Ed, there is without a doubt in this very situation we're in right now, it is clear that the appearance of impropriety with this meeting is hard to ignore.
You're absolutely correct. Because as Stan was talking about, I believe it was, the Clinton Foundation may also be involved in an investigation.
Right.
And that would make Bill Clinton a subject of an investigation, if not a target also.
So let me take it a step further, Ed, and that is process here. Loretta Lynch said, I mean, she start first on things she said, I certainly would not do this again, but that doesn't really solve the problem. But the other thing she said was, I'm going to, when the referral comes over, if it does, whatever the decision is there, that's what I'm going to go with. She did not recuse herself, nor did she say that political appointees would not be involved in the process, although she did rely on this career, this saying that career prosecutors will be making this and career investigators in the FBI. We know the FBI is livid over this situation, but let me ask you this. Let's walk through quickly here so everybody understands what that process is. The FBI is doing an investigation. If they think there is a case, what do they do?
The general procedure would be the FBI would be working with a DOJ attorney during the investigation, because the FBI need the attorney for search warrants, subpoenas, things like that, and also to give arrest authorization. Once the FBI presents its package to the DOJ attorney, and they say a career attorney, that just means someone who's going to spend their career in the Department of Justice, does not mean that that person is immune from political pressure and ambition.
Very important point. You know,
Great appointment down the road. That person then would write what's called a prosecution memo. That gives out the facts, the elements of the crime, how the evidence supports every element. In other words, we can win this case. Sends that to his or her supervisor. In the U.S. Attorney's Office, that would be a managing attorney for that office who would review the memo and either say yay or nay. If that person said yes, then that memo would then go to the criminal division chief. The criminal division chief would have to sign off on it. And if it was a case that was very high profile, it would go to the U.S. attorney. Here would be the attorney general.
Right.
So there has to be a designated person for who's going to take the place of Lynch.
All right, so let me say this. So we don't know who that – she has not recused herself yet. And when I was at Treasury, what we did, which was very similar, we did what was called a criminal reference letter, which was the package that we then sent over to the to your office, basically, to the U.S. attorneys, and said, we think there's a case here, and we'd work with, you know, joint between the agencies. But you've got Loretta Lynch making this statement. I want to play it, number 59.
The recommendations will be reviewed by career supervisors in the Department of Justice and in the FBI and by the FBI director. And then, as is the common process, they present it to me, and I fully expect to accept their recommendations.
I fully expect to accept their recommendations is not I will accept their recommendations. Let me point that out. But there's also, this is a lack, and we're going to talk to our Wes Smith about this a little bit later in the broadcast. You know, part of leadership is you got to give clear statements. And she was, I mean, look, she was under a very intense situation, but very quickly here, Ed, at the end of the day, this issue, if they were to come out and decide not to prosecute here, and that may be where the evidence goes. I don't know. I haven't seen all the evidence. How do I know? But I know this, it does not pass the smell test, and it looks like it's tainted. Your comments on that?
I agree with you 100%. It does look like it's tainted, and then people will fall back on the investigation of the abuse of the IRS of Tea Party people, and then the government said there's nothing criminal that went on here. And there was outrage over that. This will be even more outrage because especially when a political appointee, the attorney general, who's under a whole different set of ethical standards for the Department of Justice,
right,
especially people in the criminal division, more so than the strict ethical process that applies to all attorneys, has had a meeting, an impromptu meeting, allegedly, with the former president of the United States about his wife. We can all speculate, too. And then there's no prosecution. There's going to be outrage across the country.
All right, Ed White, senior counsel for the ACLJ, but also former assistant United States attorney handling civil and criminal cases. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. All right, Logan, time for a comment. We don't have time for a call here.
Yeah, lots of comments coming in. This is a quick question from Leah, who said, who do you think would appoint another attorney general? So who would be the next step?
Well, I think that what needs to happen here is this needs to be handed over to a special prosecutor. The problem with that is going to be it's going to slow this down. But if there's a recommendation for, let's say, an indictment, it should go to a special prosecutor. Than, I know there was some talk about that, but time is running out here.
Yeah, no, I think that's a real opportunity. We need to underscore something Ed White said. Prejudging this case isn't okay, Jay, either. Yeah, right. I mean, you don't want excessive discretion, but you want to have no discretion either. If you're not going to use any discretion, then you can't be the AG.
Yeah, I mean, I think she has made a fatal mistake here, and President Obama should accept her resignation. It should be offered. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, more of your calls. I know you've been hanging on there, folks. Hang with us. We are in the first day of our matching challenge campaign. This case that we're talking about right now with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Attorney General of the United States is a focus right now of some of our ACLJ work. Your support of the ACLJ allows us to do that. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. The easiest way to do that, ACLJ.org. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. But the easiest way is ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Attorney General Lynch has broken the sacred trust of the American people. She just had a secret closed-door meeting with former President Bill Clinton, the husband of the target of an ongoing Department of Justice criminal investigation and potential witness. Attorney General Lynch violated federal regulations. She broke DOJ directives. It's corruption at the highest level. Meeting with the husband of former Secretary of State Clinton while overseeing the investigation of her mishandling of classified emails violates numerous ethics rules. rules. The Attorney General is required by DOJ ethics regulations to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Her clear conflict of interest far exceeds this baseline ethical standard. Attorney General Lynch must resign. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our new petition demanding the Attorney General step down. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
God bless the USA.
That's with our friend Lee Greenwood, who came in and sat in with the Jay Sekulow Band, so we're very encouraged to have that. We're going to be playing that over the weekend on Facebook and all our social media outlets. Logan, let's take a call.
Moving on, a lot of calls. The lines are completely jammed right now, but we're going to open up some lines for you, so give us a call as well. Mark is calling from El Paso, Texas. You're on the air, Mark.
Jay, you're doing a great job. Thank you. Also, that this looks like the Clintons are pushing the envelope and political correctness to stretch and bend the laws, and you guys got to hold them to it. Thanks for letting me on the phone. Take over for now.
Thanks, all right, Mark. Well, look, I appreciate you saying that, Mark. We've got a job to do. Let me tell you what we're doing. So that you raise a really important question, and that is we are setting up a team within the ACLJ. It'll be five lawyers involved, and I'm leading it up. First, we've looked at the ethics rules. I'm going to be on Hannity talking about that again tonight. Secondly, we're going to put forward a Freedom of Information Act request, which I do not expect the Justice Department to respond to. Who authorized the plane visit? Who was on the plane? What was discussed? What did security personnel say? What did staff say? They're not going to respond to that, which will put us then in federal court. But I think we have to take action here. You can't just ignore it. Now, Jonathan Capehart from Washington Post really pressed Loretta Lynch today, really pressed her today on this whole issue. I want you to hear the question and her response. And you listen to her question carefully, but also listen to the response. She's parsing her words very carefully. She's in serious, serious trouble here.
And I find it interesting, several times now you've made a point of saying career prosecutors, mm-hmm. career officials within the Justice Department. Why are you making that very hard distinction, that description?
And I think a lot of the questions that I've gotten over the past several months, frankly, about my role in this investigation and what it would likely be was a question or a concern about whether someone who was a political appointee would be involved in deciding how to investigate a matter or what something meant or how should the case proceed going forward. Mm-hmm. And as I've always said, that this matter would be handled by the career people who are independent.
Well, they're not independent. They report to supervisors. What's absent there, Than, is she doesn't say that the career bureaucrats will not be reporting to, for instance, the political appointees, the head of the civil division, the head of the, in this case, the head of the criminal division.
That's right. All she's doing is pointing out procedure, Jay. Of course those career people are going to put the package together. Of course they're going to send it up the chain of command. But you know what? The last desk that crosses before a decision on whether or not to prosecute is made, it is her desk.
Yeah, and if it's not her, it's a political appointee. Yeah, and if it's not her, it's a political appointee. So she's not eliminating the political process.
Right.
What she needed to say was political process will be removed here. We're not going to have any political appointees involved in this. And that, Than, she's not willing to do.
No, she's not willing to do it, although her tacit admission, Jay, that this gave off the appearance of impropriety, that is going to be what is the death knell on this one. She is going to have to recuse because out of her own lips, she admitted that she triggered the standard that you've laid out.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls here, Logan.
All right, let's go to Rib, who's calling from Texas. You're on the air, Rib.
Hi, Rib.
Thanks, Jordan, for taking my call, and thank you,
Logan,
Jay.
Today. Logan and Jay today.
It's okay. It happens.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
But I'd like to play devil's advocate here for a second, if I can,
right.
Based on what you guys said yesterday. My opinion is that due to the outreach of prayer by the evangelicals for our leaders in this nation during this time, I believe that God's heard our prayer, and Loretta Lynch grew a conscience or a soul, if you will, and she told the Clintons that she was going to indict Hillary. Now,
I don't think there's any evidence of that whatsoever. She specifically said, and she said it publicly, Rib, that they did not discuss the case. So, I mean, it could be wishful thinking on your part. It could be fact. I doubt it. I think what happened was this was a gigantic, colossal error that violates ethical rules of lawyers, specifically specifically the Department of Justice on guideline. Here is what she said when pressed on this by, Jonathan Capehart did a very good job.
You're on your plane, and in walks the former president of the United States. What were you thinking at that moment?
Well, as I've said, he said hello, and we basically said hello, and I congratulated him on his grandchildren, as people tend to do, and that led to a conversation about those grandchildren, who do sound great, and that led to a conversation, but it really was a social meeting.
She needs to be fired. If she doesn't resign, the president of the United States needs to fire her. Ha, ha, ha. Conversation about grandchildren. His wife is under investigation by the FBI. He could be a target as well. And you, Loretta Lynch, are the Attorney General of the United States. And he came on your aircraft. This wasn't we were both in an airport terminal and ran into each other. So this whole thing is just a manufactured outrage that she should not get away with, nor should the Clintons, frankly. Comments and questions. Let's take some more.
All right. Yep. Lots of comments coming in. This is from Karen. Said, thank you, ACLJ, for keeping an eye out on this administration.
Yep.
And this came in from Jennifer. Said, I think it was planned to delay this trial. Maybe Clinton and Lynch are both lawyers and they know how to do this.
Well, they are both lawyers, but it doesn't delay the trial because there's a whole team of Department of Justice lawyers that can bring the case if there's a case to be brought. Right. So none of this should delay anything. The fact of the matter is what you've got right now is the American people are being scammed. We're being scammed. This is an outrage. If this was a Republican or a conservative, can you imagine what these newspapers would be saying? I mean, let's be honest. Okay, we're not endorsing or opposing candidates. Let's just be honest. Does anybody believe that if this was George Bush under investigation and his brother was on the airplane or wife and visited the Attorney General or Republican administration, that this would not be news plastered all over? Now, the White House is having to respond to it right now, Josh Earnest. And it'll be interesting. We'll pull what he's saying. But, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is he's getting pressed. I hope he's getting pressed on this hard. Can we break to this live? Can we do that?
Right, we're going to work on that right now. And yep. We're up.
Jeff, I have not raised this directly with the president, so I've not discussed this particular piece of news with him. But what I do feel confident in telling you, even though I have not discussed it with him, is that he believes that this matter should be handled without regard to politics. And he believes this investigation should be conducted based on facts, not based on the political affiliation or the political standing of anybody who may be involved in it.
Well, then do this. Don't have your attorney general have Bill Clinton, the subject of at least a potential witness, if not a defendant, get on the airplane of the attorney general in the United States. Stan, they should be calling for she. I think you're right. She made it worse for herself today. She needs to go. The president needs to take the initiative and fire her, period. And then put a career prosecutor on top of this.
Yep. That's it's too late for no political influence, Jay. That political influence has already been initiated. I don't think anybody disputes that Bill Clinton initiated this. That's the Bill Clinton way. That's what he does. But, Jay, she is the federal official now. He is not. She is the Attorney General of the United States. And as hard as it may have been, the only way to not trigger this standard would have been to say, no, Mr. President, I'm sorry, you cannot get on my plane. She didn't do that. She has to go.
I'm going to play Mika Brzezinski here and Willie Geist. This was a morning Joe this morning because this is people that are left of center. Take a listen, number 10.
And Mark and I were just talking 30 minutes in a plane. That's a long time to talk about golf and grandchildren.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a five-minute run-in.
And even that then becomes, coloring.
Right.
You don't have to talk about it to talk about it. We know how these things go.
I mean, there you go. I'm going to play Carl Bernstein when we come back from the break. We've got a lot to discuss. All right, Logan, we are here for it. First of all, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Folks, it starts today. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. You see a case like this, this is going to take a lot of lawyers. We got five lawyers that will be working on it. You could help us. ACLJ.org to support the work of the ACLJ. We encourage you to do it. Any amount you give is tax deductible. We also get a matching gift for it. So if you give 10, we get 20. 20 is 40, 40 is 80. ACLJ.org. Other ways to get us right now, quickly.
That's right. You can get us right now on social media. Jay Sekulow on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. ACLJ.org for an audio only or a multicam video stream. God bless you.
The Attorney General is required by DOJ ethics regulations to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Her clear conflict of interest far exceeds this baseline ethical standard. Attorney General Lynch must resign. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our new petition demanding the Attorney General step down. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
Hey, welcome back to the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live. It can't get any more interesting. The Attorney General of the United States now grilled today by a Washington Post reporter during the Aspen Institute, because everyone, right, left, and center, saying, how in the world could you have had this meeting with Bill Clinton when his wife is under investigation, criminal investigation by the FBI? Doesn't she have to step aside? Here's what she says. Let me play the clear statement she said. This is what she says she's going to do. Number 64.
You know, in my role as Attorney General, there are cases that come up to me. I am informed of them from time to time. This case, as you know, has generated a lot of attention. I'll be informed of those findings as opposed to never reading them or never seeing them. Mm-hmm. But I will be accepting their recommendations and their plan for going forward.
She should be accepting and receiving nothing, if you want my opinion. I think she clearly violated 45.2, which says you can't do that. If you've got a personal relationship with the target, and my goodness, then you've highlighted it for the American people, which she did, you should be disqualified. We've got calls coming in already, and we've got one call coming in that's been holding for a while. We need to get right to it.
Yep, David's calling from Kenya, watching on Facebook. David, thanks for calling in.
Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was an Army career officer, and as an orthopedic surgeon, I had yearly officer evaluations.
Yes, sir.
And if I had had any ethical improprieties or disasters like a death of a patient, let alone sure. the Benghazi thing, or cover-ups, from HIPAA
right.
Or emails or violations of regulations, that would have disqualified me from promotion. And my question is, are there any federal regulations, like in the military, that would prohibit Ms. Clinton from being promoted to POTUS?
No. So that's an elected office. So that's different. What is at play here, and David, let me, first of all, thank you for calling in from Kenya, and also thank you for your service to our country. What's at play here is what the Attorney General did. She made the fundamental, and look, Bill Clinton could have planned this. I mean, I don't put that by him for a moment, that this was a calculated move, although I believe it has really backfired significantly. Because as Mika Brzezinski said, you don't have to say anything. A wink and a nod could take place without saying a word. But where were their staffs? We're going to ask all those questions. We're going to do that in a Freedom of Information Act request. The DOJ is not going to respond. And I put together a team of five lawyers. They're going to file a lawsuit and get answers to this. But then what is Congress going to do next on this? Because this, I think an oversight hearing should be impaneled immediately without hesitation, and I'd like us to be part of it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Jay. Actually, what we are doing, we're taking the legal work that we are doing and we're providing it to them. You know, John Cornyn, one of the leaders in the Senate, has been very vocal about yep. this. He thinks that she should be recused. And quite frankly, Jay, I think he's ready to take that next step, because as you laid out, Bill Clinton can walk onto the plane, but Loretta Lynch doesn't have to let him stay. She can tell him to turn around and go away. And at this point, she can't undo that harm. She is making the decision on these cases. If she stays, that can't happen. So I think Congress needs to echo our call for her to go.
The famous Carl Bernstein, the Washington Post reporter for Watergate, was interviewed this morning on CNN. Here's what Carl Bernstein had to say.
The terrible thing is the incredible lapse in judgment by both the Attorney General and Bill Clinton. It's wrong, it's improper, and she needs the Attorney General to now recuse herself from overseeing this investigation and turn it over to the Deputy Attorney General in charge of the criminal division. It's unthinkable that she can go on being in charge of this investigation.
A lot of people are asking this. What happens if she doesn't do that? What's the next step?
If she does not recuse herself?
She doesn't recuse herself, doesn't resign. Is there someone forcing her to do
that? Well, she can be fired by the President
and
of the United
not,
States.
Then what can be
She can be fired by the President of the United States, and impeachment proceedings can be brought against her. That's what can happen. Lapse of judgment? It's a little more than that. And by the way, I don't think it should be the deputy in charge. That's a political appointment, too. All right, we got a lot more on this, including some ethical issues that we're going to raise. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign day one. What a day to start. Putting a special litigation team together at the ACLJ to handle this. We could use your help. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. And Logan, we'll take some calls.
That's right. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. We got a line open right now, 1-800-684-3110. Be on the air right now and get your voice heard.
Around the world.
Attorney General Lynch has broken the sacred trust of the American people. She just had a secret closed-door meeting with former President Bill Clinton, the husband of the target of an ongoing Department of Justice criminal investigation and potential witness. Attorney General Lynch violated federal regulations. She broke DOJ directives. It's corruption at the highest level. Meeting with the husband of former Secretary of State Clinton while overseeing the investigation of her mishandling of classified emails violates numerous ethics rules. The Attorney General is required by DOJ ethics regulations to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Her clear conflict of interest far exceeds this baseline ethical standard. Attorney General Lynch must resign. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our new petition demanding the Attorney General step down. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
And I'm proud to be an American. By the way, proud to be an American is right, even with all this. It's the greatest country in the world, and our thanks to the men and women that keep us free, including our senior military analyst who's in the studio with us right now, Wes Smith, retired colonel from the Army. Normally here discussing military matters, international matters, Middle East. Today we're all talking ethics. We're going to get into that. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, and that'll tie right into some of this. Logan, let's go ahead right back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Pam calling from Macon, Georgia on line five. Thanks for holding, Pam.
Sure.
Hey, Pam.
Hey. Hey, Jay. Thanks for the work you've done.
Thanks.
And your team.
Yep.
My question is this. She's already broken trust with a lot of Americans when she was attacking the First Amendment by telling us we couldn't speak against Muslims or she would prosecute us.
That was about 6 months ago. She tried the First Amendment Restriction Act, I call it. But let's focus on this one, though, Pam, because this is a big one. You ask a very important question here. You still there, Pam?
What chance do we have of being disbarred?
So disbarment is not likely. If she handles herself correctly. I mean, she could get herself in some bar trouble if she does not, because lawyers are required to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. But she does run a significant risk here of violating the internal rules of the Department of Justice, which could be enforced by the Inspector General. But this, you raised the ethics question, and I want to go to Wes on this, because we've talked about the legal ethics, and let's talk about ethics, and she's the Attorney General of the United States.
Right, and she should know, sort of ethics 101. Because in ethics, one cannot be content to follow their heart. good intentions, innocent intentions ultimately do not matter when it comes to ethical decision-making or the accusation of being unethical.
So when she says it was just to see the talk to the president about grandchildren, these things, it may have been in her heart to do that, but yeah, it does not matter.
No, because rather ethical behavior, ethical decision-making is supposed to be grounded in moral principles. And yet with that said, there's a difference between morals and ethics in classical, you know, ethical study. Morals are the principles by which one makes judgments of what is right and wrong. Ethics are actually principles of right conduct, not right thinking or right intentions, but simply right conduct. And I'll give you an example. The United States Military Academy at West Point has a code of conduct that is based on how the cadets behave, not what their philosophy is. And it's, I will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. So it's not about the Corps cadets' moral philosophy, but rather how they will behave.
All right, so how does that play into this situation? The appearance of impropriety is clear here when Bill Clinton walks on that airplane and she welcomes him in.
Well, basically, her contention that this was an innocent meeting, ethically, that is immaterial as to whether or not what she and President Clinton did was ethical. It has nothing to do with it.
So she says it's an innocent meeting among friends, doesn't matter.
Yeah, that might win her some sympathy, and maybe she'll apologize, but as far as ethical conduct goes, that is not a defense. That's not an excuse, because it's not based on your intentions, but on what you did.
Yeah, and what she did was wrong. Let's play Loretta Lynch trying to explain this. It ties right in about perception, number 67.
I do think that no matter how I viewed it, I understand how people view it, and I think that because of that, and because of the fact that it has now cast a shadow over how this case may be perceived, no matter how it's resolved, it's important to talk about how it will be resolved. Mm-hmm. It's important to make it clear that that meeting with President Clinton does not have a bearing on how this matter is going to be reviewed, resolved, and accepted by me, mm-hmm. because that is the question that it raises. Mm-hmm.
So this, Than, I'm going to go Than quickly here, because it kind of following up with Wes said, it's exactly what she knows the problem. She doesn't think she committed an ethics violation, but she did, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Wes,
absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
Her heart may have been pure, but her thoughts weren't. Go ahead, Than.
I was just going to say, Jay, that soundbite coupled with what Wes just said is why she will not survive this, at least professionally speaking. She admitted that this gives off an appearance of impropriety. That is the standard that Wes is talking about. It doesn't matter whether or not there was any or not. I suspect there was. But it is the appearance that triggers the standards. Therefore, she's done.
I think that's exactly right. Let's go ahead and take a call, Logan.
All right, Carolyn's calling from Leawood, Kansas on line 3.
All right, Carolyn, you're on the air.
Lee Greenwood, Kansas.
Hi, Jay. Great talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us in your home.
I think that this, you know, this particular election time, I have been more wound up in it than any other. It's just, I follow you regularly.
We appreciate it.
And I am so outraged at Loretta Lynch. And me as a, just a citizen, I demand that they fire her.
Well, she should offer. Here's how it should work, and I'm going to give this to Wes as well. But this is how it should work. She should actually first, at a minimum, recuse herself. But I think it has to go a step further than that because her statements are so inconsistent. This was such a lapse of judgment. She needs to resign. If she does not resign, the president should fire her. He won't, but he should. But let's go back to leadership here. There's a leadership component of this. She's the Attorney General of the United States, Chief Law Enforcement Officer, and she does this
right. And it's leadership and it's honor. You know, there are many cultures where even the appearance of doing something illegal or unethical, Japan, for example, they will resign. They will absolutely quit because of the appearance of what went on. And I know throughout American military history, having served 26 years in the Army, that these ethical values are so important. I have seen commanders resign or be relieved of command, not because they did something malicious, but something happened under their watch, and they're responsible for it, and they lose their job over it.
So do the ethics and the leadership tie in here? I mean, you can't be a leader without being ethical.
Not supposed to be, yes.
Yeah.
And it becomes a matter of not only ethics, but of honor.
Yep.
And the trust that people put in you. I've seen military leaders resign or be forced into retirement, not because they were not effective leaders, but because they betrayed the trust of the people following them.
And she has betrayed the trust of the American people. And, Than, is that being received on Capitol Hill right now? Well, I mean, we're hearing from people that people have had it.
Yeah, loud and clear, Jay. And you know what? I would go so far as to say I suspect that if she doesn't resign, I actually think the president will request her resignation because I think he knows just how bad it is. I think it knows he knows the political impact it will have in the fall. I think her admission, Jay, leaves him with almost no choice if he wants to save face on this one.
This is pretty unbelievable. All right, folks, this is big news. It's going to be big news over the weekend. By the way, I'll be on Sean Hannity's broadcast tonight talking about this. We've got a question coming in, Logan, from Periscope, and it's a good one that I just saw pop up. I think we should go to that one.
This came in from Periscope. They said, can Congress fire her?
They cannot fire her, but they can impeach her, which is effectively that. I mean, and Than is, I don't know if there's any move on that yet because I'm sure they're waiting to see if, in fact, she will be either recused herself or resigned.
The whispers have started, Jay, and I would tell you this. It is not so much the actions that would trigger the impeachment proceedings. It is her statement today that acknowledges that she triggered this standard to recuse herself. And if she doesn't recuse, I think Congress would step in and potentially impeach.
Her equivocation, Jay, today made things really a lot worse.
Yeah, I think she really did herself harm by that statement. You know, Logan, you deal with media. Perception is everything. Instead of coming out and saying, here's what's going to happen. I made a mistake. I should not have done that. That was incorrect on my part. Here's what we're going to do. The career prosecutors are going to be working with the career investigators, and they're going to make the decision. And whatever that decision is, I am going to abide by it. She never really said that. She kind of gets there ultimately with plenty of wiggle room. So her perception, media's perception, she really hurt herself today.
Yep, that's true. And a lot of people, it's the kind of running theme of this administration, especially with the State Department and the Department of Justice. It's like the glitch video.
Right.
You find your narrative and you stick to it, even if it sounds ridiculous over and over and over again, until eventually you have to cave. That's how it seems like the media, you know, for being probably the most media savvy administration yet, they still can't seem to get these talking points over in a smart way. They just keep getting slammed down because they're saying things that the American people know just come off as ridiculous.
Well, I think, you know, you're right. We, by the way, are in federal court on the Iran glitch. We're going to get to the bottom of that one, but we're in federal court on that one. I suspect we're going to be in federal court on this. Let's take, do we have time for another call? Quickly?
We can take a quick call, sure. Let's go to Jason, Ohio.
Hi, Jason, go ahead.
Hey, I saw you on Hannity last night. That was pretty good that you brought them guys out. They didn't know what to say when you brought out that ruling about the situation.
Well, those are both, by the way, Doug Schoen and Peter Johnson Jr. are good friends of mine. I like them both. But, I mean, I like the law, and the law is very clear. But go ahead, Jason.
Well, I got a question and then a comment. The first my question is, how was we to come to find out about that meeting?
This is the great issue. So it looks like, and I'm going to play this for you in the next segment. We've got a local member of the media found out about it, and they were told by the FBI no pictures. But do we have that sound from him? Do we have time to play it? That's the question. We do. Here it is. This is Jason. This answers your question.
She, as a matter of fact, landed on time. He and his entourage were running late, according to my sources. They then make the decision, they meaning the president's team, former president's team. They wait for her to land. She arrives. Some people step off of her plane. The former president steps into her plane. They then speak for 30 minutes privately. The FBI there on the tarmac instructing everybody around, no photos, no pictures, no cell phones. He then gets off the plane, gets on his own plane. He departs. She continues on with her planned visit.
All right, Wes, and I need a 10-second here. In 10 seconds, looking at as a former officer, commanding officer, colonel, ethical leadership lapse, what should happen to her?
Actually, what should happen to her, I think she should resign, or the president should ask her to resign. But if not that, then she needs to have nothing to do with whether or not to indict Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
The FBI director says.
All right, we'll take more calls at 800-684-3110. We come back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This Must Read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Attorney General Lynch has broken the sacred trust of the American people. She just had a secret closed-door meeting with former President Bill Clinton, the husband of the target of an ongoing Department of Justice criminal investigation and potential witness. Attorney General Lynch violated federal regulations. She broke DOJ directives. It's corruption at the highest level. Meeting with the husband of former Secretary of State Clinton while overseeing the investigation of her mishandling of classified emails violates numerous ethics rules. The Attorney General is required by DOJ ethics regulations to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Her clear conflict of interest far exceeds this baseline ethical standard. Attorney General Lynch must resign. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our new petition demanding the Attorney General step down. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The entire song, God Bless the USA, for our friends on Facebook and Periscope. So at the end of this, log on over there and you'll see the whole music video on this. It's a pretty great rendition of the song, if I do say so myself. We've got a lot of calls and we're going to hit them as quick as we can. So Logan, let's start right at it.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Jackie, who's been holding almost a half an hour in Spokane, Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
I'm going to send you, by the way, you've been holding on a long time. We're going to send you Lee Greenwood's book, Proud to Be an American, which was illustrated by my daughter-in-law, Amanda, Logan's wife. Go ahead. You're on the air.
That is so awesome. Thank you very much. And God bless the USA for sure.
Yep.
Thank you for all that you do and that your team does for us. You know, sometimes we just don't feel that we have a say in the things that are going on. But the thing that I have this sense about, is I think it's apparent that this meeting with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton was not a coincidence.
Right.
And I think that Bill is nervous about Loretta Lynch, and he sought her out to put her in that unethical position. Now, did she do wrong? Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, but look, so I think Bill, if you're asking me, do I think Bill Clinton calculated in doing this? Fan, I have said that we've said that since yesterday. There is no doubt this was a calculated play on Bill Clinton's part.
Yeah, no question about it. That's the way he operates. But here's the big difference. Even if it was calculated, even if he wants Loretta Lynch off the case, which maybe he does, he's not a federal official. And so the burden to act lie with Loretta Lynch. She was the one that had to step in and take action to prevent the conflict of interest. She didn't do it. She's the only one that can correct it by stepping down.
Let me play from Josh Dernis just moments ago. I'm thrilled our team was able to get this. This from yesterday. Okay, we got this one from yesterday. This question came up, and then I'm going to ask Wes the kind of ethical question here. But listen to this one, number 7. This is a question and answer at the White House briefing.
You're okay with the fact that that this meeting has raised that question? Are you concerned that appearance has changed?
I'll let the Attorney General speak to her meetings. But what is paramount in the mind of the president is a commitment to the rule of law and a commitment to ensuring that justice is administered without regard to political affiliation or political standing.
If it is true, Wes, that the president is ultimately concerned about that's paramount in his mind, then as the leader, he's the commander-in-chief, what should he do?
I think he should let her go. She should regretfully ask for her resignation. Because in leadership ethics, which is a unique branch of ethics generally, leaders avoid not only doing things that are wrong, they avoid the appearance of doing things that are wrong. And she has totally failed in that regard. So effective leaders are committed not only to ethical behavior, but to avoid the appearance of unethical. And he is her boss. And I know he probably does not want to do it, but trust is at stake, the trust of the American people.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Wes to put this into a short posting at our website, maybe either over the weekend or on Monday or Tuesday. We'll get that up. I think this is some great information. Logan, we're going to have to hit these really quick. We can do it.
Let's go to William, who's calling from Macon, Georgia. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay, two-part question.
Yes, sir.
If Loretta Lynch was hypothetically was to step down like right now, and would it be the president that would appoint a new attorney general? And if he does, part two, if he does, how could we even really consider what he even who he even appoints anyway when all they could do is support his
government? So, William, let me tell you how it works. So, first of all, yes, he would appoint a AG. He could do it during a recess appointment. And also, but a career prosecutor can take the case over if there is a case to be made against Hillary Clinton. That should not affect this litigation at all. So it does not. The Department of Justice is gigantic. They can move this forward, period. Next question. Thanks for calling, William. Let's take another call, Logan.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Ken in Illinois.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Jay. Awesome show.
Thanks.
Again, two-part question answered part of it already. If Congress is forced to impeach the AG because the president has not requested her to step down, does that open up the president for...
I don't think it opens up him for impeachment. I'll tell you what I do think it does. I think rather than an impeachment proceeding, or rather than him even asking for her resignation or terminating her, she needs to step aside. I think then that's the way this would move. For transition of government purposes, that would be the most appropriate thing.
And I think that's what will happen because, remember, Jay, her solution is now to prejudge this case, which, by the way, is not appropriate either. You can't prejudge a case. As the attorney general, you have to have the ability to look at the case that is presented and make a judgment. She has already said that she cannot do that in this case.
I will ask you this also to the American people. How does it make you feel that our leadership's doing this as we're celebrating our independence from Great Britain? I mean, you could not make this stuff up. The political ramifications of this, by the way, I don't think you start seeing until next week after the holiday. We getting any comments? You want to go right back to the phones?
Let's go back to the phones. I got 3 minutes and three calls. Dale's calling Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Hey, Dale.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on.
What's the advantage for Hillary by the attorney general being fired or stepping down?
Oh, you know, I don't know if it's an advantage. The advantage was probably not that. I think the idea was to kind of wink and nod this, and I don't know that. I wasn't on the plane. We're going to find out through our Freedom of Information Act request. But look, delay, sometimes the best defense is delay, and that could be what's going on here. All right, let's take Gina's call, and then I'm going to make a couple comments.
All right, Gina in Long Island, you're on the air.
Hey, Gina.
Hi. First, I want to tell your audience that your latest book was amazing.
Thank you.
An amazing eye-opener.
Thank you.
And my comment is, let's not forget that Bill Clinton already was convicted of lying to a federal grand jury. So that's the standard by which he conducts himself.
Yeah. Well, look, this was classic Bill. I mean, at the end of the day, this was. I could just see Bill Clinton walking on that plane, giving her a hug, talking to her, you know, how the kids. But it sends a whole signal when you do it.
No, it sure does. And you know what? I wonder if Hillary Clinton wasn't the first person in the front of his mind. I wonder if Bill Clinton was the first person in the front of Bill Clinton's mind. Because remember, he's the target of an investigation. Maybe he wasn't considering as much the ramifications on his wife as he was. This is a way to remind the attorney general that I am a former president and she should be careful about what she does.
Yeah, I know. That's what I think this was. I mean, I don't know that. None of us know that. We weren't in the room, but it sure does not bode well. Let me go back to Wes. Last thing here, 30 seconds. Wes, if you look at leadership, you've done it. You look at ethics. You combine those leadership and ethics to the situation we have right now. Was this both a failure of leadership and ethics?
Absolutely, both. A failure of leadership because, you know, they have, I think you call it in legal terms, a fiduciary responsibility to the people, and then a failure of ethics because not her intention is at stake here. It is her behavior that is unethical.
Yeah.
Wherever her heart was.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Well, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. For the friends on Facebook and Periscope, let me encourage you. We're going to stay after. A lot of people asked for the song. We're going to play that video for everybody. Again, a lot of ways to engage with us. I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign. It starts today, and we've got a lot of work ahead, you could tell, over these next months. And your support of the ACLJ allows us to keep doing what we do in courts around the United States and around the globe. ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org is the best way to make that donation. You can call it in too at 877-989-2255. But really, best way to go is ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate is not only tax deductible, it is matched. So if you donate $20, we get $40. That's how it works. Logan, let everybody know they can stay engaged with us over the weekend, including the holiday weekends. A lot to talk about.
That's right. Join us on Facebook and Periscope, or really, Facebook's a great way to do it. ACLJ, also Twitter, Search for the ACLJ or Jay Sekulo. Always active over there. You can also get the ACLJ app on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and now Roku devices. Watched some on Roku last night.
And special podcasts.
And special podcasts coming up on the Jay Sekulo Live podcast. And hey, for the Roku and Apple TV people, all the content on there is absolutely free. All our movies, TV, everything.
The Attorney General is required by DOJ ethics regulations to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Her clear conflict of interest far exceeds this baseline ethical standard. Attorney General Lynch must resign. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our new petition demanding the Attorney General step down. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.